大丈夫ですか?
A brand new sci-fi romantic comedy anime is coming to you on April 5th of 2024. The original science fiction titled Astro Node, featuring original character designs by Eisaku Kubunouchi, is confirmed and will stream on Crunchyroll as it airs in Japan. The production staff includes Shinji Takamatsu as chief director, with telecom animation firm in charge of the animation production for this series. The story follows Takumi, a gifted chef who was just let go from his job. He lands a gig at an old boarding house called Astro So, but hesitates to accept after learning he must also live there full time. That is until he meets the beautiful and charming caretaker, Mira, and he is sold. The two begin to work together and their connection deepens. But Mira has a secret. She is not from this world. Astro Node follows the old school premise of love blooming in a boarding house, giving vibes of Love Hina or My Son Ikkoku. But this one comes with a twist of the heroine not being from this world, in other words, an alien. The trailer indicates that this series will include all the elements a rom-com usually does comprise. A beautiful caretaker, who you can expect to be oblivious and dense in terms of romance. The active male lead, who might seem like a loser but has his own charms and has fallen hard for the caretaker. The other girls who will likely be part of this romantic scheme, very possibly serving as a rival to our alien caretaker. And of course, we cannot forget giving a rival to Takumi, a fellow alien who is possibly someone that Mira knows from a long time. There isn't necessarily a problem with using all these elements, but I do hope that the alien origin of the caretaker is enough to deliver something that is more than just another boarding house romance. Otherwise, Astro Node could very well turn out to be just another romantic comedy that will be forgotten over the years. The romance feels like it will be played more as a comedy rather than a serious perspective, with Takumi's attempts to woo a space alien acting more as another joke rather than a serious relationship. The animation does seem discontinuous, but I like the mix of bright colors and the character designs aren't half bad. Takumi especially seems like someone who can for once carry himself rather than just being a need which makes more of something different. The staff comprise of people that can certainly deliver, especially Chief Director Shinji Takamatsu, who is also the director for Gintama and one of my favorite comedies, The Daily Life of High School Boys, so there is no doubt in terms of capability. Overall, romantic comedy fans that enjoy the good old boarding house setup where love flows in every direction can give Astro Node a try, but from what I see, Astro Node can very easily go both ways, down or up.